You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Midwives employed by district health boards have settled with the government over pay and conditions. Negotiations have been long-winded, beginning in 2013 and going through a number of mediations, strikes and discussions. Though it has finished, salaries will go up by 17.5% next year, meaning newly trained midwives will make almost $60,000 per year. I spoke with Jill Ovens, co-leader industrial for MERAS, the midwives union in Aotearoa, about the agreement, first asking her about the process leading up to now.
Well, we started in 2017, before the collective agreement expired, the collective being with the 20 DHBs, and it's been dreadful, actually. We've had hardly any days of negotiations at that time. We've had to take strike action over two periods. We've been to mediation, we've been to facilitation and the Employment Relations Authority, so we really exhausted all the options that were available to us. But we finally got agreement on the three key elements of the settlement that we wanted. One was to obviously have a pay settlement that recognised the midwives. Secondly, we wanted to have a pay equity process that was from midwives in their own right as a profession. And thirdly, we wanted to have a midwifery accord that would address the crisis that we have currently in maternity services in New Zealand, because we simply do not have enough midwives.
And what does the result of these negotiations mean for midwives? How will it affect their kind of working conditions?
Well, there is obviously pay increases over the term of the remaining term of the agreement and some back pay and a lump sum. So financially, it's a good settlement. But more importantly, the midwives feel that they've really felt the power of taking action and standing up for their profession in its own right. So it's been 30 years since midwifery was legally and recognised as a profession. And in all that time, the DHBs have treated midwives as if they were a subset or a specialist nurses. But that's not the case, and it hasn't been for 30 years. So also, within the DHBs, midwives have been very invisible. They're not represented at the executive level of DHBs. They're obviously a very small group, so in one sense you can understand it. But they're a very critical, obviously, important part of our maternity services in New Zealand. So we're really not just talking about recognition of midwives, we're talking about recognition of women and our babies.
Has this kind of settlement been a long time coming? Because, yeah, why do you feel it's taken so long to get to this point?
It's the linking of midwifery and the lack of recognition, the linking of midwifery as part of nursing. And this is not to put down nurses at all, because nursing is a profession in its own right as well, with its own regulatory body, the Nursing Council, just as midwifery is a profession in its own right with its own regulatory body, the Midwifery Council. So, but the two have been linked as if they're one and the same, and there's been no recognition of the responsibility that midwives carry in terms of the, before the baby is born, at the labour and in the postnatal situation as well.
And obviously you got this deal through. It's been quite a process. Is there anything that hasn't been addressed that you'll be sort of fighting for in the future?
Pay equity, for one thing. And we're really excited about that. We're in a joint process with the NZNO and the DHBs to look at the value of the work of midwives in comparison with male-dominated professions. And we're really excited about that, because we've started the whole process of planning our implementation of how we're going to collect that evidence, because that's what pay equity is about. It's about evidence to prove what the value of the work is. So I can't wait to really get stuck into that. And the second thing is, the reason why midwives are under such pressure in their workplace in the hospital is because, as I said, there's just simply not enough of them. So everybody is working at full, you know, full tilt the whole time. There's no time for meal breaks or rest breaks. The complexity of cases is growing exponentially. And so it's just a really stressful environment. Midwives are often on text groups, and when there's a shortage, which is all the time in the rosters, they get texted. And I've been with them in, you know, seminars and things, and they're getting 5-6 texts a day saying, please come and fill in this gap. And it's just, and so that's what's driving people out of midwifery, is the constant pressure. And that's, you know, in the big hospitals, and it's also in the small, smaller maternity units around the country.
And you're hoping that this settlement will encourage more people to go into midwifery?
Yes, we are. That's a big part of it, is encouraging people into the profession, but also to encourage the people who are already in the profession to stay. And that's been a big thing. You know, so many people, while we've been voting on the settlement, have said, have written to me and said, I'm just about to leave the DHB. Well, I left, you know, a few weeks ago. What's my situation with the back pay and all that sort of thing? And I've just been amazed at how many people are leaving the profession. And, you know, it's really serious. One of the problems is that there is also a midwifery crisis in Australia. So the Australians are luring our people over there with higher pay, much better, you know, they're paying for their accommodation and flights and all that sort of thing. And so we've got a lot of midwives who have been going to Australia, not only permanently, but often on temporary contracts as well. So we're in competition with Australia.
And does this deal, does it help bridge the gap between conditions here and in Australia?
It will, because of the three different elements. It will, because when we get the pay equity, there will be a recognition of the actual value of midwife work, and it will, because of the accord, which we're signing today at Parliament, that's what I'm on my way to Wellington for, the accord will address the staffing issues.
Well, will this have any effect on midwives who don't work for the DHBs? Like, who does this deal cover?
Yeah, it only covers midwives who work directly employed by the DHBs. There are just under half of midwives are what's called lead maternity carers, LMCs, or community midwives. That's a bit confusing because there are some community midwives who work directly for DHBs. But there are the people who are self-employed as community midwives are not affected by the settlement. And then there are a number of midwives working for private birth centres. And that will have a flow-on effect because they all are funded directly by the DHBs. And we would hope that the DHBs would recognise that there's a need to fund those private birthing centres that actually play an important part in our health system. We hope that they'll fund them properly. So on Friday, at the same time as we settled the big DHBs mecca, we also, our members voted yes to ratify the River Ridge and Waterford Birth Centres Agreement, which is Hamilton-based primary birthing unit, that are a critical part of that Waikato health system. So this is a message to Waikato DHB to fund those.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.